Well, the tough trading environment's weighed on Long for Life over the past 6 months. It's reported a 9% earnings drop, but despite expecting to experience similar challenges in the full year, it says it's eyeing increased market share and earnings growth. We touched base with the CEO, Brian Joffe, and asked him to talk us through the group's latest numbers.
So, I mean, the biggest reason is that there's a drop in the margin, which is as a result of us wanting to improve our asset management. So there is some markdown in the margin. There are some extraneous costs, I think two lots of 7 million. In the previous year, there was a 7 million, a 10 million Forex profit. This year, only a 3 million. So that's 7 million odd, and then there was 7 million in share-based payments. So, I mean, we're happy with the result because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we believe that the margin is recoverable, and by the end of the year, we should see some step up in that number.
This, Brian, within what is a very constrained consumer environment, and that has got to be exerting pressure as well, because while trading profit rose 13%, it fell 1% on a like-for-like basis, and that's expected to continue. Are you seeing marked discrepancies in performance depending on where you look within the business, you know, sports retail, beverages, or personal care?
Well, I mean, you know, the same reason. You know, obviously, during this period, we had a change in the operating margin, gross profit margin. So that's made some difference, about 2 percentage points, which is a lot. And also, we had some expenses which we incurred in the beverage division in the previous year and in the first half of this year, in anticipation of the seasonality issues, which in the second half of this year. You know, we obviously sell more drinks than we sell in the first winter month. So there are some seasonal reasons and some incurred which haven't materialized in the growth factors which should happen in the second half.
How's that impacting, Brian, the group's ability to execute in terms of your strategic imperatives?
Well, I think, you know, it's a question of what one's doing. I mean, we're not evaluating our results and our performance versus last year. And we're evaluating our performance based on where we are now and what we expect to happen in the next period of time. So we have indicated that we anticipate that we'll be up for the year, and that's what we see some changes. We believe the some raised gross margin, some of the costs that we've incurred in the first half of the year won't be incurred in the second half of the year. A lot of the volume capacity of the group has been increased, and money on capex has been spent over the last 6 months. So, you know, we're working on the sustainability of the business. We're not working to perform against last year.
That being said, Brian, where are you seeing opportunity right now? Because not only are you, considering further share buybacks, you're considering new acquisitions as well. And one wonders just how guarded you are against becoming too scattered and snapping things up for the sake of it.
Yeah, so one of the things that we are concerned about, and you're absolutely right, is that we don't want to get involved in a lot of small businesses in different spheres of activity. So we've got our three core activities currently, which we're wanting to have add on to, and we're happy to do, you know, add on businesses which are in this particular field of activity. And then we will see. You know, the one area that we have a problem with is we don't have any rating on our share price, which makes it complicated to do a big deal. And also, our cash resources, especially after the Spur acquisition, are only about 600 million now. So it's not a lot. It's a lot, but it's not a lot.
That was CEO of Long for Life, Brian Joffe.